Good afternoon. We continue to track a disturbance along the Atlantic coast south of Long Island. This disturbance is producing a bunch of rain along the immediate New England coast, Long Island, and southernmost New York State. The showers are trying to track to the north and into the I-90 corridor. However, with the northward advancement of the rain into drier air, the precipitation is evaporating. So while a few sprinkles and showers are possible across parts of the Catskills, the mid and lower Hudson Valley, across into southern New England, the steadiest rain will remain along the coast. As one travels north from I-90 into northern New York and New England, clouds will be thinner, and with a little more in the way of sunshine, especially toward the Canadian border, temperatures will be milder today and reach the 70-degree mark. Where there are thicker clouds and especially rain showers, readings will be held back with an easterly wind off the water and will stay in the lower to mid-60s today. That disturbance will gradually fill in, weaken, and move off the eastern seaboard tonight, and we will have gradually clearing skies, although areas of fog will develop during the overnight hours as lows drop back into the 40s to around 50. High pressure building in the mid-levels of the atmosphere as well as at the surface will allow us to return to sunshine tomorrow, and temperatures will be warmer into the middle 70s. A big ridge of high pressure in the mid-levels of the atmosphere will dominate over the weekend, only increasing the warming trend as temperatures reach the lower 80s with plenty of sunshine for both Saturday and Sunday. The next front will slide in from the north on Monday into Tuesday, generating some clouds and a few showers will be possible. Temperatures will slide back into the 70s for highs and lower 70s with a mix of sun and clouds as high pressure remains in control on Wednesday. Taking a look at potentially significant weather today, an unusually strong early autumn storm system will continue to produce significant rainfall across the mountains of Northern California today. Storm total rainfall of 1 to 2 inches has fallen so far, with around another inch of rain expected. This will create a high potential for flash flooding in and downslope from wildfire burn scar areas, especially in steep and very steep areas that burn particularly hot in the Siskiyous. Meanwhile, most of coastal New Jersey is under a coastal flood advisory as a storm system along that mid-Atlantic coast produces a northeast fetch at about 15 to 25 miles per hour and gusting up to 35 miles per hour. This will cause unusually high surf of up to 4 to 8 feet, producing minor tidal flooding and strong rip currents. The past 24 hours, lower 48 states' temperature extremes ran from a high of 111 degrees at Death Valley, California, to a low of 28 at Houlton, Maine. For those traveling across the Northeast today, New York City cloudy and breezy with rain in the mid-60s, Boston mostly cloudy with a chance of showers in the lower 60s, and in Buffalo mostly sunny with highs in the lower 70s. The average high temperature in Albany today, 68 degrees, the average low 48, the record high 89 set in 1970, and the record low 29 in 1963. Sunrise this morning was at 6:46 a.m., sunset this evening 6:47 p.m., 12 hours and 1 minute of daylight, a loss of 3 minutes from yesterday. Here are my latest regional forecasts for the Northern Adirondacks and Central and Northern Vermont, as well as the Champlain Valley and Lake George area. Mostly sunny today, with highs right around 70. Clear tonight with lows in the mid-40s. For the Connecticut Valley and mid and lower Hudson Valley, as well as for the remainder of interior southern New England, mostly cloudy with a chance of showers today, a steadier rain toward the coast, and highs in the lower to mid-60s. Mostly cloudy with areas of fog and drizzle tonight in the lower 50s. For the northern Catskills and Mohawk Valley west of Amsterdam, as well as for the southern Adirondacks, a mix of sun and clouds today with more clouds in the Catskills, highs in the upper 60s, clearing tonight with areas of fog and lows in the upper 40s. For the southern Catskills, Taconics, and southern Berkshires, as well as for the Litchfield Hills, mostly cloudy with a chance of showers today and highs in the lower to mid-60s, mostly cloudy with areas of fog and drizzle tonight with lows near 50. For the Greater Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, as well as for the Saratoga area, east into southern Vermont and the Berkshires, north of I-90. Mostly cloudy today with the risk of a shower south of Albany and highs in the upper 60s. Clearing tonight with areas of fog, lows near 50. Region-wide for tomorrow, mostly sunny and warmer in the mid-70s. Sunny and warm Saturday, lower 80s. Mostly sunny, lower 80s on Sunday. A mix of sun and clouds Monday and Tuesday with the risk of a few showers in the middle to lower 70s. And on Wednesday, a mix of sun and clouds with high staying in the lower 70s. For WAMC, I'm News Channel 13 meteorologist Paul Caiano.